I get it. I don't know what season of life that you're in, but I can guarantee you that you are not hanging out on the couch with zero responsibilities. As women, we are so many things to so many people. I see you. I see you doing the dishes, changing that diaper, trying to pay for your child's college. I see the exhausted grandma and the overwhelmed student. This podcast is for you. So whether you're driving in the car, getting ready for the day, or about to snuggle in the sheets, I pray that this podcast reminds you that you are so loved by the one who beautifully designed you. I am Ashley Shepherd, and this is the Beautifully Designed Podcast. Hey ladies, I hope you are having a wonderful day, and I am excited about sharing my heart with y'all today because I have felt a stirring actually the last couple days about a certain topic. And tonight at our small group, we have a small group from our church that comes over to our house every Sunday night, and it was confirmed tonight after we had an amazing discussion about God and different things. And so what I'm going to talk to you today, super quick, this is going to be a short one. It is all about how do we hear God's voice in our life? And you know, from the last few podcasts, we've gone through journey of the wilderness, and now we're kind of in a season of transition. And so I don't know if you've ever experienced a season of transition, but there's lots of questions that come with that. I shared on the last episode about my husband getting a new job, and you know, with that, we've had to actually change, you know, our spring break trip that we had planned with our soon-to-be 10-year-old, and we've had to just switch a lot of things in our schedule. And honestly, I've had to take some things off my schedule because, you know, just the way it's going to be, I'm going to be kind of the mom and the dad for a little bit as he goes to training. And we just had to adjust some things. But there's some questions that come with this transition in life. And I have just been in such a desperate need to hear from the Lord. And so I don't know if you're in that place right now where you just have this strong desire to hear from God. And maybe you're like me and you're in transition and you have questions, or maybe you just are filling a void, or you're lonely and you just want to hear from the one who created you, right? And so I want to talk to you about it. Actually, I'm about to start reading a book. I did want to kind of plug this book. My husband just read it. It's called Whisper by Mark Batterson. He has some amazing books out there, and it's all about how to hear God's voice. And so my husband has read through it. We watched all the videos on our, he's got this video series. So we watched the video. So I'm about to read the book. I'm about to start it. But how he talked about in the video series, but he talked about when you are, you know, whispering. So let's just say, you know, you're whispering to someone, you're whispering to your son. Let's say I'm whispering to Levi. Well, obviously, if I'm whispering, Levi is going to have to come closer to hear me. He can't hear me across the room. He's probably looking. His eyes are probably kind of squinting. He's trying to pay attention. But when you're far away and someone's whispering, there's a lot of outside noise that can come in and distract you, right? And you're having to really, really, really pay attention to hear it. And so many times, obviously, if someone's whispering and you truly want to hear what they say, you're going to get closer and closer and closer to that. And you're going to only intentionally and focused have this this attentive ear to where you can just hear what they're saying. And so that is exactly, Jesus Christ is talking to us all the time. If we are daughters of the King and believers in Jesus Christ, then the Holy Spirit comes inside of us. And the Holy Spirit, it says in the book of John in the Bible that he's our helper. And he speaks to us through the Holy Spirit. He whispers things. The Bible kind of describes it as a still, small voice. And so many times people say, well, I don't know if I've ever heard the voice, or maybe you question yourself, is that my brain? Is that God's voice? Like, or is that my mom from when she said something years ago? I mean, you know, it's one of those things. And so I want to talk to you about that because we've really been trying to seek answers from the Lord recently with this transition and going through this study, and I'm about to read this book, Whisper. My husband recommends it, and I love my husband, trust him, so I will recommend it even before reading it, but I did go through the video series. But as he talks about that, about getting closer to Christ. And so many times as women, you know, we're nurturers, we take care of everybody, we listen to everybody, we're a friend to everybody, we cook the food, we drive the car to errands, we do everything. And a lot of times, you know, we cry out to the Lord, Lord, give me a flashing sign on whether or not I should take this job, or, you know, how do I deal with this certain relationship, or how do I react to this situation? And so we have lots of questions to God. We cry out to the Lord. Maybe you're not crying out to the Lord right now, but you're picking up the phone and you're asking those questions to your mom or your best friend, and that's okay too. But I want to encourage you for a second to stop for a second, because we had some great discussion in our small group tonight about what it looks like to truly hear God's voice, but also what it looks like to have a fully surrendered life to Him. And a fully surrendered life means you're taking step after step, and you're getting closer and closer to that quiet, still, small whisper that's talking. And as you're walking closer to that voice, you're eliminating some white noise. You're eliminating distractions one step at a time. And it can be, it's different than you think. So many people, you know, you say, well, how do I grow closer to Christ? How do I hear that voice? Many people will say, well, you need to read God's word. You know, you've got to pray. And yes, we need to read God's word and we need to pray. But let's take that another level. Let's you know, peel the onion a little bit more, because it's so much more than that. It's not about checking off your daily to-do list. Oh, I read my devotion, check. I said my prayer, check. It's not about being a, quote, better Christian. It's not about saying the Christianese, saying the right things. And honestly, it's not even about serving more in your church. And, you know, all of those are good things. But if you are walking towards that voice, or you want to take that step towards His voice, it's so much more. And it's so much more intimate. And it's just like any relationship that you grow, whether it's your spouse or your sibling or a friend or your child. You want to grow any kind of relationship. It's more than just a to-do list, like checking something off. You've got to connect with that person. You've got to connect in a way that is beyond surface, right? I mean, you know, you slap that smile on your face as you walk into church and everybody says, how are you? And you have that, oh, I'm good, I'm great. And you've got that fake smile on, knowing deep down inside you're not. We know what it looks like to be surfaced and fake. We've all done it. And if you haven't, then that's a lie, because we've all done it. We've all been that person. But here's the deal. We can't be that person with Jesus Christ, because He created us. The same person, God, who flung the universe into existence, also created us. He knows every hair we have on our head and every tear that falls. And so let's just be real and honest. We have got to stop acting like our relationship with Jesus Christ is an acquaintance, is surfaced, and we've got to learn to connect. And so you're probably thinking, okay, Ashley, we get it. How do we connect? Just tell us how. Well, it's not something you're going to be able to check off. It's not a tangible thing. And I know as women, we like to check things off. I'm a to-do lister. I will write something on my passion planner on the to-do list just so I can do it and mark it off. Like, I totally get it. This isn't something you can check off. This isn't something that you may see progression right away. But this is something that when you do it, and you truly do it, that you are going to experience joy. You're going to experience the fruits of the Spirit, kindness and joy and peace and love. And that's going to be motivation to do it. And so we are actually diving into the book of Proverbs. So if you're part of our Beautifully Designed community on Facebook, we do Bible study. So for the last almost 4 years, we do a Bible study every 6 weeks. Sometimes it's a book of the Bible, sometimes it's a book. This time we are doing the book of Proverbs. And so I've already been diving in, and and learning some things as I'm excited to teach you ladies. Actually, you teach me too, so we teach each other. So if you're not part of it, you can go to beautifullydesigned.com, click on Bible studies, just click join, and it will dump you into our Facebook group. There's over 16,000 women in that group. We have daily prayer threads. It's an incredible thing. Even if you don't do the Bible studies every time, it's fine. But we're about to start Proverbs tomorrow, so it's super simple. Every day, we read a Proverbs a day. We have weekly discussions. I'll go live once a week. You can watch the recording, super laid back and flexible for a busy schedule. But what's great about going through the book of Proverbs is it's the book of wisdom. And so going through a transition time where you have lots of questions, or maybe you're just lonely and have that desire to grow closer to Jesus, or you just want to hear his voice, you have that desire. This is what it said in Proverbs 2. And I want to camp out on it for just a second, because yes, we've got to read our Bible. We've got to open it up, but it's more than just reading. We are going to hunt for treasure. And this is the difference between opening your Bible and reading to check off on your to-do list and opening your Bible to discover something, to discover the treasure that God has for you each and every day. So it says in Proverbs 2, which you'll read this on Tuesday, February 12th, because that's the day you'll be on Proverbs 2. So I'm going to go ahead and dive into it. But it says in Proverbs 2, 1, it says, "My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commandments with you, making your ear attentive to wisdom and inclining your heart to understanding, if you call out for insight and raise your voice for understanding, if you seek it like silver and search for it as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth comes knowledge and understanding." Okay, this is awesome. This tells you exactly what to do. We don't have to go on this. Some people get frustrated, like, you know, and I know there's a lot of great things out there. There's a lot of great podcasts, there's books, there's YouTube videos. There's so many things that you can get tips on how to grow closer to Jesus Christ. And there's some great resources out there. But when you open up the Word of God and you just allow God to speak to your heart through his Word, he's going to honor that. He's going to do it every single time. And so here's what I want you to do. It says here in 2:4, "If you seek it like silver and search for it as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God." So there are some action steps here. Just reading it is not going to get you closer to Christ, right? You've got to do more than just reading it. You've got to find the hidden treasures, okay? We spend so much time finding recipes to cook for dinner for our family, or we go on Pinterest and we pin how to decorate your house, or how do we get this dirty stain out of my son's, you know, baseball jersey? Like, we Google those things. We research it. We figure out what's going to be best. We go on Facebook. We ask questions. "Hey, I'm looking for some rain boots that look like this. Does anybody know where I can find some for cheap?" I mean, we research, we dig, we find those things that we truly want to know. And so if you're feeling that void of hearing God's voice or growing closer to him, it says in Proverbs, in God's word, it says, here's some action steps. We have to receive his word. So it's more than just reading. We've got to receive his words, right? Treasure up his commandments, meaning we got to treasure that. We got to treasure it more than we treasure going to a football game, or treasure more than we treasure, you know, going out with friends and going to the movies. We truly have to treasure those things. And this is what it says, making your ear attentive to wisdom and inclining your heart to understanding. So basically, we have to lean in. My last episode, if you've not listened to it, go listen to it, talking about leaning into Christ, inclining our heart to understanding. Christ will give you the understanding that you need. If our ear is attentive to his wisdom, we're inclining or leaning our heart into him. But here's what it says. call out for insight and raise our voice. It is time we take a stand, ladies. It is time we raise our voice. We have the enemy of the world coming against us, giving us distractions, stealing our peace, stealing our identity, stealing our joy, and we are not using our voice. And I have said this on many of my Bible teachings and different things. You've heard me say this maybe many times on podcasts. I'm not sure if I've said it on a podcast, but we've got to rise up and claim our homes as Jesus Christ's house. We have to claim our kids. Our kids are, they're young men for Christ, young women for Christ. My husband is a man of God. I am a daughter of the King. My house is Jesus's house. And nothing is welcome inside my house that is not of Jesus. And we have got to raise our voice. We have got to cry out to Christ, Lord, give us knowledge from you. Give me discernment and wisdom and insight. It says we have to call out and raise our voice for understanding. We have to search, just like we search for a good Pinterest board, we have to search for Christ's treasures. And we need to be on the hunt, ladies, because Christ is always talking. We are just hardly listening. We have got to go on a hunt for his voice. And as we take those steps and we speak out his name over our home, his name over our children, his name over our marriage, his name over our finances, as we seek wisdom through his word, what's going to happen is his voice is going to become clear. And not muddy, it is going to be clear. And everything else is going to be muddy. Because I don't know about you, but there are seasons in life where social media is very loud. Someone else's opinion is so loud, and God's voice is muddy. And we want to switch that. We want clarity. We want his words. We want his wisdom and his knowledge. And it says in the word of God that he wants to give that to us. He will give that to us. It said, if you search for it, like hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. That is a promise from the Lord. The Lord gives wisdom. Period. End of story. Don't we all want some extra wisdom? You know, sometimes we know that Jesus Christ died for us, right? We know that God flung the universe to existence. He brought his son to this earth. Jesus died for us and he rose again in 3 days. And when we believe that, we accept him and as our heart, we know our lives are changed and it takes time as we get discipled and we grow in our relationship with Christ and we learn the word of God and we go to church and we get poured into by a pastor or join a small group, do an online Bible study, whatever it may be. As we grow in our relationship with Christ, you know, we have some things that come against us. Like I said, the enemy of the world, or maybe it's our own selfish flesh, because we know that we're all born into sin. All of us are selfish and we all are going to sin. Jesus was the only person on this earth that was flesh that never sinned, period, end of story. So we have sinned and we're going to sin, period. And so we're not perfect, right? We're not seeking to be perfect or to be more Christian. No. We are seeking to grow our relationship with Christ so people can see Christ in us and we can be God's light out in this world. But we get distracted, right? And we can't hear his voice because of all of these things going on. And we're depending on our to-do list more than we depend on what Jesus' promise says in the word of God. We're depending on what someone else is telling you, a piece of advice, more than you're depending on God's word in the Bible, right? But here's what I want you to remember. If Christ is going to die for you on that cross and experience the pain and everything that he did, guess what? He can reign over your finances. Right? If he's going to die for you and be raised again in 3 days and he's going to live inside of you as a believer in him, guess what? He can reign over your marriage. He can restore and redeem your marriage back to him. He can restore any relationship. He performs miracles every single day. It's not just in the Bible. It's in our lives. we talked about tonight. We can have the parting of the Red Sea miracles in our life. It happens all around us. But our eyes are glossed over in this social media world that we are not seeing what God is doing around us, and we are not hearing that whisper because there's too many things coming in between, and it's just too much. And so my heart for you is that you would join our Proverbs study so you can gain more wisdom. But I want you to go on a treasure hunt today. I want you to find Christ in relationships that you, with people that you talk with today. Maybe it's relationships in your job or your spouse or your friend or your mom or your cousin or your kids, whatever it is, your parents. I want you to have a conversation. Find Christ in your conversations. Find Christ in, you know, look up if you're at the grocery store. How can you bless someone else today? Maybe it's paying for somebody's groceries. If you can't do that financially, maybe it's just giving somebody a smile or a compliment. Hey, maybe it's somebody you don't know and you just say, hey, I love that shirt you have on. That is your color. You look beautiful today. I always try to find somebody every single day to just say a compliment to, whether it's through a text. Maybe you need to encourage someone through a text or a message, but I want you to go on a treasure hunt every day to find Christ. Find Christ through your friends. Find Christ through your job. You know, and maybe you're going through struggles at your job, but guess what? You have Christ inside of you. You are His light. You can be Christ to other people. You gotta go on a treasure hunt and live your life in a kingdom purpose. We're not on this life to have struggles. We're not on this life to really have victories. We were created for God. Everything else is a blessing. I love that I'm a wife and a mom, and I love my doggy. I love my ministry. I love my job. But guess what? I wasn't really created for all of those things. Those things are blessings, and He's using those things while I'm here on earth. I was created for Christ. The scripture says that even the rocks cry out. It's time, women, that we cry out, that we use our voice and we ask the Lord to give us His knowledge and His wisdom, and we go on a treasure hunt to find Him, to where His whisper becomes so loud in our lives that people look at us and they wonder what's different. They see a different smile. They see a different attitude. They hear different words coming out of our mouth because we are allowing Christ to live through us, and His voice is becoming louder and louder. And guess what? Those questions that we have in the midst of chaos or transition, those questions just go away. Because I'm so focused on Jesus Christ that I don't even know what question I was wondering about, right? Have you ever seen that there's a little thing that goes around on Facebook, and it's like a little like graphic thing, and it says it's for people that, especially in the new year, for their health, you know, trying to lose weight for their health. It says, my goal today is to drink so much water that I stay in the bathroom to get so I don't hear people's drama, or something like that. Or, you know, I drank so much water today that I was in the bathroom so much that I avoid everybody's drama. And it's a funny little graphic. And so it's kind of like that, right? It's kind of like you being in the Word of God so much and God's voice becoming so loud that you avoid people's drama. You don't even know what's going on around you. You don't hear the negativity. You don't hear the enemy trying to attack you. Those arrows can't touch you because the shield of Christ is around you. And it actually talks about that a couple of verses later in Proverbs 2. So dive into Proverbs 2 today. Find the hidden treasures. Let His voice be loud in your life. Take that step forward in action. Speak His name over your home and your family. Take a stand for who you are, a daughter of the King, and you're not going to let any distraction or enemy of the world come through and change or distract you. You will hear His whisper. You are His daughter. And that is my heart for you. As you can tell, I am passionate about it, because in this, coming out of this wilderness season, into this transition season, I'm so thankful for Jesus Christ in my life. And I'm so thankful I can be surrounded with people at my small group, and we can have real conversations about what it looks like. I don't have to strive or do or be or check off a list for Christ. No, He's in my life. All I have to do is incline my heart, have an attentive ear and voice. He will always give us his wisdom when we ask and when we are listening. So I hope y'all have a great day. Go on your treasure hunt today, and I would love for you to drop a review. Let me know what treasures you found. Go to beautifullydesigned.com. Join our Bible study group on Facebook through that. I would love for you to join us, and y'all have a great day, and y'all be blessed. Thank you for tuning in with me today. I hope the space brings grace, rest, and truth to you every time we meet here. To learn more about the Beautifully Designed community, our online Bible studies, and the Beautifully Designed book, you can go to beautifullydesigned.com. Y'all be blessed.